You're listening to the What's the Fuzz podcast, where we break you out of your vacuum seal and get down to what's real. Never miss another episode again. Subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. And now, your host, Reiner.
Hey there, Fuzz Tots. Welcome to What's the Fuzz? If this is your first time tuning in, hey, I'm Reiner, a big blue dragon wolf kind of thing. Thanks for stopping by. If this isn't your first time, hey, nice to see you again. It's September 13th, and today I've brought on Redbone.
Hey, hey, what's up?
Hey. We're going to be talking about why a certain orange Cheeto sucks.
Yep.
And what it's like to, what it's like to face discrimination as a Latino.
Oh, yeah.
Now, yeah, exactly. Now, Redbone's a good friend of mine. I have a lot of respect for him. He's young, he's ballsy, and he's not afraid to speak his mind, unlike someone I know. You can catch him over on Twitter at K Jimenez?
Yeah.
1997.
Okay. Yeah.
Just wanted to make sure I didn't fuck that up.
No, you're good. You're good. Like I said, yeah, it's not like you were one of my substitute teachers back in like high school.
I really didn't want to have you go through that PTSD again.
No, it's all good.
But yeah, thanks so much for coming on the show, buddy. Now,
I like
to ask an icebreaker question, but specifically for you, I already knew what I wanted to ask.
Okay.
How did you come up with the name for your persona?
Oh, boy.
I know why.
Oh, boy.
I want my listeners to know why.
Funny story. So, let us go back to when I first joined the fandom. So, I first joined the fandom around 2012. And at that time, I was, you know, just a curious preteen on the internet going like, you know, what's going on? What's going on in the world out there? Sure enough, I was like, let's search up wolves or whatever. Search that up. And of course, there's a bunch of stuff on there. And then I come across E621. So from there, my journey begins. And I've been role playing, and I just used like various like wolf characters at first, and then I was like, maybe I should make my own character, because I've drawn a lot before. So one day I just sat and used my phone. I used this program. I don't know if you heard this program before, but it's called PixArt. And basically on that program, it's like, besides editing pictures, you can basically go on a setting where you can draw some stuff on it. So I used that setting and I just drew like a headshot of my Sona, which originally his name was not Redbone. His name was just Red. So a couple years into it, I got a little bit of fan art with him. And of course, my first commission was a friend of mine commissioned a friend of his he knew and gave it to me as a gift. But of course, my first commission was not safe for work. So,
of course, typical furry.
Typical furry. Yes, I'm furry trash. So I can't remember this person's name. I was friends with him too, but I have no idea what he's doing now or what happened. But so one day we were talking and he was like looking at all my commissions that I got, which is only like three at the time. And he immediately looked at my first not safe for work commission and he was like, oh, look, it's Red with his bone out. And then he says, I'm going to call him Redbone. And then I just sat there like, what?
You say that now and then you went with it.
Yeah, I laughed and I'm like, wait, no, this can't be. No, and then we were going back and forth about it. Then I'm like, you know what? Fuck it. I'm going to use it. So, and from there, oh, man, you know, maybe only like a few people, including you so far, have kind of figured out it's like a dirty kind of background to it.
Wow. Poisoning but, innocent minds.
Yeah. And it's like most of the other people that I've interacted with, if I join a chat, they'll be like, oh, hi, Redbone. You remind me of Childish Gambino's song. Or,
oh, my God.
Yeah. Or like, oh, Redbone, that 70s band. Nice. I've gotten jokes like that a lot.
Wow. Is it bad that when I saw your name, I like immediately thought it's what it turned out to be?
No.
I didn't say anything.
You know, I just was like, you know what? I'm glad you figured it out in like 20 seconds. It's like, yeah.
I don't know if that's something to be glad about, honestly.
You would only hope that some minors wouldn't figure that shit out, because it's like, oh no, they shouldn't know what that means. I hope to God they don't know what that means. So.
Yeah, little kiddly winks tugging on your fucking tail, asking to see your fucking red bone, brother. Nah, dude.
Yeah, no. I would be like freaking out if some little kid came to me like, hey, are you named after a penis? I'm like,
oh my God.
I'm like, what? What?
No.
Oh no.
Oh shit, dude.
God damn.
Awesome. Well, now we can get into less concerning shit.
Yeah.
Thank you for sharing that story though. That's fucking cool.
Yeah, it was a fun story to share.
So, since we're already talking about your Sona, how do you feel he represents you? He's like a brown scraggly wolf with like a scar on his eye.
Yeah, so the thing about with Redbone, he does represent me, but like not completely fully, because I would say one of the things that I can compare with him most is, and this ties into like with, you know, how with stereotypes, like, you know how some people in the horror side of the community be like, oh my God, werewolves, they're all scary and big and they want to kill people.
Yeah, and, pretty much.
And like,
please kill me.
It's no. Maybe Halloween. No, but anyway.
Oh. As you're saying.
As I was saying, yeah. So like, yeah, like I kind of, you know, I have stories about like, you know, being stereotyped and stuff for being Latino, but it's like I tied it in with that because it's like not all werewolves are scary. They may look scary, but it's like they could be a big puppy dog and, you know, they could be really friendly. Like, that's what I made Redbone to be. Like, knowing myself, I'm not like a, you know, I'm not a fighter. I don't like to pick fights with anybody. Well, I'm not like with the stereotype thing. I don't like all the Mexican food or whatever type stuff. Like, it's that kind of thing. Like, people shouldn't assume that one thing likes everything in like a culture setting or whatever, because that's not what you want to do. It comes out as offensive. So yeah, that's one of the things that I did with Redbone is like, he's not really a scary werewolf. He's not going to kill you. The only time he will is if you like threaten his friends or something, or threaten his life. He'll do something, but he won't instantly kill you just to kill you for sport.
So like, he's got the personality of like a golden retriever, but he's outwardly looking like the beast from fucking Beauty and the Beast.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
Got you. Damn, that's actually kind of deep. I didn't think about it like that. Shit.
Yeah.
I thought you were just going to be like, wolves are hot. And I think I want to be a hot wolf.
I mean, you're not wrong. I do love werewolves too a lot. And I think they're hot. But it's like, you know, that's not the main focus, obviously. So,
I feel you there, honestly.
Yeah. And how I mentioned with the, you know, the anger part of it.
Mm-hmm.
It does tie in with me a little bit too, because it's like, knowing myself, being angry it could be considered a weakness or a good thing, but there have been times where I've let something get to me, get the best of me, and I would black out. And the next thing I know is that I really don't honestly remember what I did.